From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The country's largest owner of radio stations has agreed to pay $1,750,000 to settle indecency charges. The settlement follows a series of listener complaints. NPR's Larry Abramson reports it's meant to give Clear Channel Communications a clean slate.
Companies traditionally fight these kinds of payments to the very last legal brief, but Clear Channel is volunteering to put its indecent past behind it. In addition to paying nearly $2 million, the company is admitting it violated indecency statutes. This comes on top of Clear Channel's adoption of a zero-tolerance policy for offensive programming. All in all, the company's actions have convinced Brent Bozell of the Parents Television Council that Clear Channel has recognized the error of its ways.
They've gotten past the whining of not knowing the definition of the word decency. They've gotten beyond that, and they're now starting to behave.
The Parents Television Council and other groups have been flooding the FCC with complaints about broadcasters like Howard Stern, who was kicked off of six Clear Channel stations earlier this year. The agreement will settle all pending complaints against Clear Channel. Many broadcasters have tightened the lid on programming in an effort to hew closer to FCC standards, which prohibit offensive programming between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. But Professor Jeremy Lipschultz of the University of Nebraska says companies need to keep challenging these standards, which he says are still very vague.
Well, I think at some point we need to have that fight. We need to go into the courts and further define the line between decent and indecent. And until we do that, it is rather muddy waters in terms of what people can say or not say on the radio.
FCC Chair Michael Powell is clearly gratified that his post-Super Bowl campaign for decency is raising the bar, but Commissioner Michael Copps dissented from the deal, saying he objects to giving Clear Channel a free pass without examining the hundreds of outstanding complaints against the company. Brent Bozell of the Parents Television Council agrees. He says no matter how serious these broadcaster conversions appear to be, federal regulators need to keep the pressure on.
All that is good. You have to encourage that process. But, you know, as Ronald Reagan used to say, trust but verify.
Others question this settlement for different reasons. First Amendment advocates say Clear Channel settled for one reason, the fear that the FCC would cancel their broadcast licenses. They say that government by fear is not the way to regulate the media. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.